Stop the bombing! When do we stop?
No!
Stop the bombing! When do we stop?
No!
Whether one person makes a difference or not, I don't know.
But I think the one thing we can do, as our Syrian colleague said earlier, just to show us solidarity with people we don't know, we've never met, but I think it's in our DNA being Irish that we have been in their situation not too long ago with famine and war.
Stop the bombing! When do we stop?
No!
Stop the bombing! When do we stop?
No!
So it's fantastic to see a crowd like this now, and I think this will have an impact. I think they're going to start, and we've had emails going in. The emails have been coming in to us as well as going to the embassy, and they are pretty impressive. They really are. It's a strong message, and people have been calling in. I think they're probably getting the message at last.
I think we have to make our voice heard through our politicians, through our celebrities, and we definitely box above our weight all over the world in what we do. And I think it's about time now we have to stand up to the plate, be counted, and let our feelings be known. And hopefully we can have some influence, small or otherwise, to stop this slaughter of the people of Syria.
We want to highlight someone tonight, a woman called Razan Zaitouni. She's been very important to our group. She's a human rights activist in Syria. Razan Zaitouni was a human rights activist defending people who were, or trying to help people who were released from detention centres from Assad's prisons. She went underground, the Assad regime went out to get her, and she was in hiding with her husband and two other colleagues, but she's missing. We don't know what happened to her, unfortunately. She won the Anna Politkovskaya Prize in 2013, as far as I know. She wrote an acceptance speech, and we want to read from the letter. So she wrote a letter to Anna Politkovskaya, who was already dead, just to express her feelings about her situation and the situation in Syria. So Brona's going to read the acceptance speech.
Syrians Want Freedom by Razan Zaitouni. Dear Anna Politkovskaya, I am well aware that this honour, which bears your name, is not merely awarded to me personally, but rather to the sons and daughters of Syria. It means a lot to me to receive an award in your name, Anna, as a Russian citizen, even as the Russian government continues to support the Syrian regime, which has been committing crimes against humanity for several months now. Crimes that have been documented by international human rights organisations. This vividly exemplifies that what we share in humanity transcends languages, nationalities and borders, just as tyranny and corruption share the same essence, although they differ in details.
Michael and Hannah, I'm part of this Irish Syria Solidarity Movement, and we are the organisers of the event here tonight. The reason we brought Razan Zaitouni into this discussion tonight, or into this context, was because she brings so much. I mean, the story of Razan Zaitouni is, for me, it's a good access, it's a good way for people who aren't familiar with the Syrian conflict to get a handle on it. Her story starts off before the conflict, when she was defending people. She was persecuted herself by the Assad regime. Her husband was taken in, he was tortured. His brother, just to get at her, was taken in and tortured. So her story gives some of the backdrop to the anger and the feelings of the Syrian people before the crisis erupted. She's hugely important. I mean, not just for the work she did, the practical work that she did, but the inspiration that she seems to have given everybody. And I would say, that's what I would say. I mean, you really do get the sense from Razan Zaitouni. I get a whole lot of inspiration from her, you know, and it gives me courage to keep going on and to keep trying to highlight their plight, you know.
I'm Andy Pollock. I'm a retired journalist. And I'm here basically because I'm absolutely horrified, particularly at the deaths of the children. Putin and Assad know that the West isn't going to intervene. They don't care about Western public opinion, hundreds of thousands of people out in the streets. And what do we have here? 30 people out in the streets. But it's a gesture of individual solidarity at the moment. That's all we can do, a small gesture that some people in Dublin feel a little bit, a tiny bit of the pain of those people in one of the great ancient civilized cities of the Eastern Mediterranean. That's all I can do.
I'm out here this evening because I think a lot of us don't really realize what's happening out there, or we're kind of almost brutalized in that we hear the reports daily, and the real horror of it doesn't somehow impact on us as it should. And I think there's something about a community who come out here together, 50 of us standing together in solidarity against the brutality of this regime and the people who have been killing children, medical personnel, and civilians of all ages, male, female, it doesn't matter, indiscriminate killing. And I think it's brought home to me in a real way some sense of the horror of it.
Hi, my name is Margaret Gainey. I mean, the climax of what's happening in Aleppo is just way, way too much for humanity really to bear. But I think it's just so important. We have to quadruple these numbers. You know, we have to have 10 times more than this out protesting about what's happening, because it's just about as bad as anything that has ever happened in the world, what Russia is doing in Aleppo at the moment and in Syria in general. It's shocking.
I kept on saying, will somebody ever do something about this? And I read somewhere that I am the somebody.